Thank you, Damien, and good evening, everyone. Authorities have arrested three New Yorkers for a pot farm in Dinsmore, where they seized 400 plants and $1,200 in cash. Deputies held three persons on the properties out Burr Valley Road in Dinsmore yesterday. They're 26-year-old Quinn Rogers, 23-year-old Brooke Sanders, and 24-year-old Amanda LaSorsa, all of Long Island, New York. All told authorities they had moved into the area specifically to grow and sell pot. All three were arrested on possession and sales charges for the pot and bail set at $25,000 each. Humboldt County Sheriff's deputies served a search warrant at a property in Neyland on Wednesday and found four large greenhouses being used to grow marijuana and a garage structure turned into a hash lab. The property on Mountain View Road was home to more than 800 growing marijuana plants, and those were confiscated along with about a pound of honey hash oil that had been manufactured in the lab. Deputies also reported finding water diversion from the Mad River and evidence of clear cutting of trees and illegal grading. Fish and wildlife wardens were called to the scene to investigate, and environmental charges could be filed along with criminal charges. There were no suspects on the property at the time of the search, and the investigation continues. Fortuna police arrested Fortuna resident Jennifer Gibbs on Wednesday after a warrant was issued in her name by the district attorney's office. Gibbs was booked into jail for arson after investigators identified her as their suspect who allegedly set fire in McKinleyville on June 19th. Fire in a residence on Columbus Road caused major damage, estimated at more than $280,000, and investigators determined that the fire had been intentionally set. Gibbs was located in Fortuna at the house of a relative and taken into custody without incident. DA investigators and Arcata fire officials were greatly concerned with apprehending Gibbs because they considered the danger to the community to be very great. Federal representatives from districts across Northern California, including Congressman Jared Huffman and Mike Thompson, issued a joint statement this week regarding legislation to address the state's ongoing drought. Two bills, one from the House and one from the Senate, are being debated between the two bodies, and the lawmakers want to know who is doing all the negotiating, calling for a public and transparent process. In a statement, the lawmaker said, "We're deeply concerned that it appears that negotiations with the House majority are being held out of the public eye. We believe the process by which Congress responds to this drought crisis should be transparent." Fortuna police arrested 39-year-old Kevin Murphy on Thursday morning after receiving reports that he was standing near a business on Fortuna police arrested 39-year-old Kevin Murphy on Thursday morning after receiving reports that he was standing near a business on South Fortuna Boulevard, exposing himself in public. When officers reached the scene, they found Murphy standing near the drive-thru of a coffee shop with his pants down, and he was arrested and booked into county jail for a probation violation and indecent exposure. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The Garberville Redway Chamber of Commerce sponsored a public meeting last night to address law enforcement coverage concerns in southern Humboldt. More than 150 residents and business owners signed a petition asking the sheriff's office for more coverage, but Sheriff Mike Downey has repeatedly said the resources are not available. Supervisor Estelle Fennell is dealing with the issue and has said there are no easy answers and outlines the key problems.
You're asking for 24/7 coverage because, as it stands, we don't have any coverage from the sheriff in the evening. And there have been a number of incidents that were very troubling where there was no response because they were too far away or they were covering something else. And so there's a real concern in the community.
Funding is the key issue, and any special tax levy or other revenue stream would take months to have an impact. Fennell is looking for something more immediate.
What I'm hoping for is a good conversation between the sheriff and the undersheriff and the residents of Southern Humboldt about what exactly we can do to address the lack of law enforcement that we currently are dealing with. You know, it's our hope, of course, that we can increase revenues however we manage to do that. But things being as they are right now, how can we make things better?
Efforts to get either a special sales or utility tax on the November ballot to fund more deputies are being explored. And that's the news. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dave Silverbrand.